Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget there are over 3,000 archives of shows that we've done in the past that we make available to you on demand. And also, don't forget, in addition to those of you who are listening on the radio, if you hear something on the show that you'd like to go back and hear again, we have the replay that's up every day after the show goes off the air. We put it up on the internet in a replay, so you can hear the entire program all together. And also, by the end of the day, most days, each one of the interviews are clipped out and put into their own little archive. All you got to do is remember the date or the name of the guest or maybe even the topic, and you can find that on our website, and that's jbsba.com. And all that's there for you for free, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. We appreciate them very much. Somebody else I appreciate is our good friend Bob Nagin. Bob is president of Whizbang Training. You know what I like about Bob is he's made a payroll before. He's been a small business owner, still is, but he knows what it's like to make a payroll, and he's out there every day helping people, helping businesses now. Instead of running a retail operation, which he used to run, which he used to sell yo-yos, by the way, he's now helping people run their businesses more effectively. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. And you know, I mentioned that you used to sell yo-yos, and your company name was actually, it was a kite company, wasn't it?
That's right. We were, or they still are. I sold my share of the company in 1999 to my brother. It's the Mackinac Kite Company.
The Mackinac Kite Company.
Yep. One of our claims to fame was we sold a lot of yo-yos.
Well, and so you'll be interested in this fact. And see, you just can't go through life without this kind of information, Bob. On this day in 1929, Louis Marx introduced the yo-yo.
That's right. You know, that is the sort of thing I wouldn't have been able to go through my day without knowing.
Well, and this is the kind of thing that's going to be on the test later, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
So you want to make sure if I say it twice, you know it's going to be on the test. Bob, one of the things that I know you've been working on and for some time now with some great success, and I want you to tell us about this and some of the success stories, and that's regarding managing our employees, regarding working with the people who are our stakeholders in our businesses, what you call non-negotiable standards. Tell us what those are.
Sure. And actually, Jim, I learned about non-negotiable standards from a retail expert, retail guru, Harry Friedman. But a non-negotiable standard, simply stated, is a standard that everyone in your business, in your organization, adheres to in exchange for their paycheck. So if something's important to you, to your profits, to your customer's service, everyone does it. And if they don't do it, they go away. So, for instance, you own a restaurant. If you think it's important to your profits and to your customers that every guest gets offered the dessert plate, here's the deal. It's a non-negotiable standard. Every guest gets offered the dessert plate. If you choose to do that, that's fine. This is a free country, but then I also choose to let you go and replace you with somebody who is going to adhere to that standard.
Sort of the prime directive of our business.
Absolutely. You know, Think about, you know, does it make sense for you as a business? Does it make sense for your customer's experience? And if it does, it should be done. Because here's something we know. If you don't set the standards, everyone gets to set their own
standards.
That's
right. Standards will be set. It might just be the ones you want.
Well, they probably aren't the ones you want.
Right.
I mean, when I speak to small business owners, I ask people, I say, how many of you have your perfect business in your head? You know, everybody's behaving the way they should. Everything looks the way. You know, can you envision your perfect business? Everybody raises their hand. And then I say, how many of you have achieved that? And nobody raises their hand. So if you understand that, you can create standards that support your vision.
And these standards largely revolve around customers, don't they?
Pardon me?
These standards largely revolve around customers.
Not just customers. I mean, absolutely around customers, but also profits. So, for instance, the example I just gave about the restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that if you have a great dessert, or, you know, if you serve great desserts, your guests deserve to be shown those desserts. But I also know that if you sell one out of every three guests a dessert, night in, night out, day in, day out for years and years, it's going to have a significant impact on
and
you.
And should you, so are you saying that we should also, as we're demonstrating the application of the standard, that we show them the value to all of us of the result of the standard?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, telling people what to do has some power. You know, I mean, you have that right as an employer. You have permission to do that. But if you show people why, if you teach your staff why it's part of your non-negotiable standards, then it's much easier for them to buy in. You know, you want your staff to do what you want them to do, but you also want them to come along willingly. It's most important that they go along, but it's much, much better if they go along enthusiastically.
So a non-negotiable standard might be, as much as is humanly possible, make sure that you say thank you before the customer does.
Right, right.
That does two things. That gets it said quickly, and it also makes sure it gets said.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then maybe you would say, I'm just trying to pick up on this and to flesh
sure.
out some ideas for folks. Maybe you would say to your employees, now, how do you feel when you lay your money down at some other store and they say thank you to you? How do you feel when they do that?
That's
and they're
right.
obviously going to say, well, I like that.
That's
well,
right.
We want to give our customers that same experience, because I think that's a standard, Bob, that I'd like to see everybody implement, because that saying thank you is becoming a lost art.
That's right. And we talked about that earlier. You know, have a nice day is not thank you. So
I didn't
absolutely,
get it.
Thank you should be a non-negotiable standard. You know, the customer comes first should be a non-negotiable standard. I would state it in much more clear language. So if you had a retail store, I would say the standard is everyone gets greeted within 30 seconds of entering the store.
Right.
Now, if somebody on your staff is talking to someone else, it doesn't mean that you have to walk up to them, but you can look at them, you know, give them a little wave, a little eye contact, a finger saying, I'll be with you in a minute. But just, you know, so your standards need to be clear and unambiguous also.
Right. And should you write these standards down?
Oh, absolutely. Here's a Bobism. If it ain't written, it ain't real.
Right. It needs to be. There's something about seeing that looking back at you from the paper, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Bob, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Bob Negan, the president of Whiz Bang Training and a guy who sold a few yo-yos in his life. 20 after. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. Pretty good picker. Pretty good singer, too. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. I can't sing at all. Bob Negan, I think he's a pretty good singer. He's president of Whiz Bang Training. Bob, can you sing?
I can sing, actually.
Well, next time we invite you, maybe we'll ask you.
Right.
Maybe next time, Bob.
All right, maybe next time. That's nicely said.
I want to talk. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, I want you to give us your website, please.
Sure. www.whizbangtraining, and there's an H in that. WHIZBANG training, training.com.
All right, and don't forget to put the H in there in the Whiz Bang Training. Now, tell us what that means.
Well, it doesn't really mean anything. Actually, we just researched it. Whiz bang is a term that came from World War II, where some of the shells, they could hear them come in, and they would whiz, and it would become a bang. And it became a term known for fun and good and exciting, and, you know, that was a whiz bang experience. And
yeah.
The original name of our company was Specialty Retail Solutions, which was a terrible name.
I was going to say, that doesn't really roll off the tongue there, does it?
Well, when my father couldn't remember the name, it was time to change it.
So you travel around the world helping people have the maximum opportunity to be successful with their training, with managing their people, taking care of their customers. And if somebody wanted to use your services, they could find you at your website, couldn't they?
Absolutely, they can.
All right. So we'll give that out again a little bit later on. Bob, okay. let's get back to non-negotiable standards. Mm-hmm. I really like this because, Bob, small business owners have – we only have so many transactions in a day. We don't have, you know, we're not like Walmart. We don't have a billion transactions every day. Some small businesses might have one transaction a day. Yeah. Some might have, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 or 50 or 100. But the thing is relatively speaking, we have a low number of transactions. So to me, we've got an excellent opportunity to make sure that every transaction is as close to perfection. Nothing's perfect, but as close to perfection, what I prefer to call excellence, as possible.
Absolutely.
And your non-negotiable standards will help us do that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, the trick to being a small business person is to do absolutely the most with everything you have. And most small business owners have learned the processes to be successful. Let's say you're a salesperson. Most small business people, owners, are the best salesperson in their organization. Why? Because they were the person who started the business, and they got out there and learned how to sell whatever they sell.
Well, and they were the original passionate person about this stuff.
That's right. That's how they grew their business. So they know how to. They generally know how to do it better than just about everybody else in their business. So the way to translate that to leverage that information into success for your customers and success for your business and success for your staff is to say, look, this is the way it's done. This is how we do it here. And if you work here, this is how you're going to do it. And if you don't want to do it this way, that's fine, but you got to go away. And I'm going to replace you with someone who is going to do it that way, because that's the best thing for our customers. That's the best thing for our business. That's the best thing for our team.
And I like the way you talked about writing it down, because you know what? If I tell you something, that's just a conversation.
That's
but if
right.
I write it down and give it to you and ask you to sign that you accept and understand these non-negotiable rules, that makes it now a rule.
That's right. It's a policy then. So Jim, can I tell you how to achieve? How to achieve the business of their dreams?
Please.
So it's really quite simple. It's not easy to execute, but it's simple. You start out with your vision. As I told you, you know, everybody knows what their business should look like. All your listeners, if they're business owners or managers, they know what it should look like and feel like and smell like. Write that down. Then create standards that support that vision. So if your windows are spotlessly clean in your vision, the standard is that your windows are spotlessly clean. And if you have to clean them 4 times a day, you have to clean them 4 times a day. So it goes from vision, you create standards that support the vision, and then you train your people and you discipline your people and you reward your people for adhering to and maintaining those standards.
How do we reward them besides just making sure they get a paycheck every day? What are some reward ideas?
Oh, there's lots
reinforcements.
Of one of the things that I love to do is what's called a one-sentence wonder. And a one-sentence wonder is the most powerful coaching technique that I know of, and that is catching people doing things right.
Yeah.
So, and reward a specific behavior. So don't just say, good job, but say, I love the way that you questioned that customer and really got into what they were looking for when they were shopping with us.
It's amazing. It's amazing how deep that kind of compliment goes, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Well, you know, Covey had that whole concept of the emotional bank account. And
right.
You have to make 10 positives for every negative, which would be a withdrawal.
He's talked to us about that on the show before.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you subscribe to that statement, which I do, it just means that your life as a manager has just become quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to go around and catch people doing things right.
Right. And compliment in public.
That's right.
Criticize in private.
Absolutely. You're right on the money there, Jim.
Yeah. Bob, give us your website again one more time.
www.whizbang training.com There you go. .com.
Bob, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. I hope you'll come back again real soon.
I hope you'll have me, Jim.
Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, the president of Whizbang Training. He's one of the best. We'll get him back again real soon. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Al Martinez Fonce. He's with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.